is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
I don't know. There's two ways to look at this story. So here we go. There's a store employee in Ohio, works at a grocery store, and every day she would take about three slices of either salami, ham, or roast beef. A female employee at Giant Eagle Grocery Store.
Okay.
She did this for 8 years.
Well, that's a lot of meat.
She was arrested yesterday.
Why?
So the store owners figured that after 8 years of taking three slices of, you know, salami, ham, you know, roast beef, $9,200 in revenue.
Oh.
Yeah, were taken from the store. She's facing potential felony charges.
What?
That's ridiculous.
You know, I own a diner, and the employees are allowed to eat there. They're allowed to have one meal a day for free from the diner.
Right.
Why would you do this to your employee? It's three slices of meat.
Right.
Yeah, it's like the only nice part about working in the deli. You got to wear that silly hairnet and the apron, and you're working with giant spinning blades all day.
Well, it's like when you walk up to the deli counter, and you say, hey, I want a half a pound of turkey. And then they show it to you and they go, is this okay? And you go, sure. And they go, yeah. And they give it to you to eat while they go shave the rest of it.
I get handed three slices every time I go to Publix.
Right.
Now I got to defend the employer. You know, she should have asked.
Right.
You know, so.
But jail time, really?
Yeah, I mean, so they're pressing charges and they want to, she can end up in jail for a felony.
And she works, she said over 8 years, so she's obviously a long-term employee.
Yeah.
And that's how you're going to treat her? Shame on you,
but
big...
Let me tell you, 5 years, we figured eating the meat was acceptable, but now it's just gone too far.
Let me tell you something about the restaurant business, okay? So there's this owner of this restaurant, and he sold it since, but he had a lady dump some documents in the dumpster behind his restaurant. Dump the envelope.
Use the... Okay.
You know, shredded. Shredded documents stuffed in an envelope she just wanted to get rid of.
Right.
He looked... I guess he saw her do it. He goes to the back of the restaurant, retrieves the shredded documents, brings them back to his office, spends the entire day taping the documents together, finds her phone number on said document, and calls her and says if she doesn't come and pay him $75 for using his dumpster illegally, he's going to call the cops.
Oh, come on.
What
dude,
a jackass.
It's a real story. So,
sounds like he's nice the one emptying the dumpster. Owner.
So this sounds like the same kind of guy. Maybe it's the same guy in Ohio.
Rude.
I mean, who? First of all, to sit down and calculate.
Petty. Different level of pettiness right there.
Right. All right, so here's another one. Dwayne Sykes. This is a little different. Of Jacksonville, Florida, has been working for Vistar Credit Union for about 10 years. The 64-year-old was also stealing from the company the whole time.
Ooh.
Yeah, they had no clue. Sykes was issuing checks to purchase postage for their postage meter. Instead, he would buy stamps from the post office and send them to the wholesale division of Mystic Stamp Company, who would then cut him a check over a 10-year period.
Ooh, that's genius.
Isn't it?
That's genius. He should have got away with that. I'm sorry.
Dude, $3.7 million.
Whoa! That's how much? Yeah. I mean, over 10 years, but still.
Over $5 million in total.
Oh, my gosh.
And what did he do with the money? He made movies. In fact, he has an IMDb page with 85 credits.
Oh, my gosh.
Get out of here. What's this guy's name?
Best part about it is when the Jacksonville news station referred to him, they referred to him as a film producer.
Oh, I mean, technically, sure.
Yeah, right?
He's like
$5 million. So how did he do this again? He wrote the check.
He wrote a check for the postage for the bank, but then he sold the stamps to another company who would cut him a check for the stamps. So he laundered the money through the bank's purchase of stamps.
Dude, if he had spent this much time on a 401k, he would have had more money than $5 million.
Jeez.
That's insane.
That's genius, though.
He wanted to be creative.
Wow. All right. It's 4 minutes to air conditioning.
Really? Are you that close?
4 minutes. I've been out of air conditioning since last Friday.
They're coming at 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock since last Friday in my house. Yesterday was 96 degrees in my living room.
I can't believe he, like, you show up looking decent, though.
You're not sweaty and drippy.
Yeah.
Like every other day?
Yeah, just soggy.
No, it was just, we were sleeping Friday night. This is before your bachelorette party, before my drunk fest and everything. And it was 2 in the morning, and I heard bang! And I went outside, and the air conditioner was smoldering. Yeah. So the whole house, no air conditioning. No. Yeah.
I don't know how you stayed at your house, because you know me. Obviously, I come in here, and I crank the air. If it was 96 degrees in my house, I'd be at a hotel all week.
Well,
there's no way.
We got the cats and everything. I can't just leave them there. I took the dogs to daycare. They've been in daycare all week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but today's the day. This morning they're coming, and they're going to fix it. So it's. I was trying to, you know, like these two other people, I was trying to scam my way through an insurance. I was thinking, man, what? The guy said, oh, well, you know, it grounded out. I go, did lightning hit it? He goes, I don't think so. He goes, well, how do you know? Maybe it did.
Right? No, and then homeowners will cover it.
No, it didn't work.
That sucks. I can't even believe I would never be able to sleep in 96 degrees in the house.
It's horrifying. And I got my brother-in-law, who is from Cuba, mm-hmm. in the house. And it's amazing to see how they're used to it.
Oh,
to
yeah.
him, it's like, first of all, when the air conditioning went out, I said, look, I'm really sorry this happened. You know, I'll get you a fan or something. He's like, no, I like it this way. He goes, you people with your air conditioning.
You sound like my fiance. He's Colombian, and he can just be... Like,
what do you mean?
He never sweats. He's so used to it being hot.
They sweat it all out already. It's gone. Like, all the sweat for the rest of their lives over.
Yeah, like no big... And he just doesn't... I'm like, how are you not hot? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's boiling hot, and he's like, well, I don't need it. I didn't think you were air, with your air.
You people with your
with
air.
Air. It's ridiculous.
Meanwhile, Rick and his wife are taking turns standing in front of the freezer.
Dude, you guessed it. It's absolutely true.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, so today's the day I get air conditioning.
Good. AC on fire.
Hey, it's Smokestack. Here's the part where you would be listening to the funny parody songs we do every day, but because of lawyers and everyone's afraid to get sued, they don't let us put them on the internet. I know it's stupid, and I'm just as bummed as you are about it. But hey, you can still check it out on the radio every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Rick Stacy Morning Show.